We are reminded in the reading from the Book of Wisdom not to presume to judge God according to our ideas and our values, but to open our minds to attempt to understand God, even if only a little, and even if only by what God is not. You see, God will always exceed our measurements, and we are warned not to trifle with the all-powerful God. We have no place being excessively confident before God, and yet we may have confidence in the mildness of God's judgment of us, and that he governs us with great leniency. Both angels and mankind, as intelligent and free creatures, have to journey toward their ultimate destinies by their free choice and preferring love above all things. It is possible for both humans and angels to go astray and to sin. It is through the free choice to go astray and to sin that moral evil has entered the world, something far more harmful than physical evil. Every member of the Church, including her priests and bishops, must acknowledge that they are sinners, in need of the conversion that the sacrament of confession achieves in us. The sacrament of confession is not only forgiveness of sins committed, but a remedy against future sins. Each one of us is in so much need of this sacrament, because in each of us, until the end of our life, the weeds of sin will be mixed with the wheat of the gospel. Sin and virtue are the warp and weave of human life. So the Church is not the collection of the perfect, but rather the home of sinners who are striving for holiness. Speaking of the presence of evil in the world, both personal sin and the evil presence of Satan and his fallen angels leads us to recall the constant teaching of the Church that God is in no way the cause of any evil. He permits it because he respects the freedom of his creatures. To intervene to stop sin and evil would make God into no more than a manipulative puppeteer. Rather, God is like the man who sowed only and totally good seed in his field. The presence of evil is the work of someone else. Like the farmer who could send his workers to weed out the darnel, but chooses to wait until harvest time, so that the darnel is clearly distinguishable from the wheat, God waits until the time he knows is right, and meanwhile brings good even out of evil. The farmer does gain a harvest of wheat, even though there is darnel present in the field. As St. Augustine said, God is supremely good, and he will never allow any evil to exist were he not so powerful and loving as to cause good to emerge even from evil itself. This is worth remembering in the times we live. It is a mystery to us, but God has permitted the coronavirus to spread, and every day, mostly hidden, he brings untold good about in the lives of his children who turn to him with trust. From the greatest moral evil ever committed, namely the rejection and murder of the Son of God, God brought the greatest of all goods, the glorification of Christ and our redemption. One last thought on that, though. Contrary to what might be seen in some TV and film, evil never becomes a good, just because good might be brought out of it. A quote from another saint is worth hearing here too, from St. Catherine of Siena. Everything comes from love. All is ordained for the salvation of mankind. God does nothing without this goal in mind. Now don't be concerned, and certainly do not be distressed, if you cannot fathom or understand the presence of evil and sin. Our existence now is temporary, and our knowledge is partial. Only when we see God face to face will we truly know the ways by which God has guided us in our own life, and how he has guided all of creation towards heaven. In conclusion, let's go back to the Book of Wisdom. It is both comforting and liberating to recognize our limitations and our ignorance. God does not fit our categories, but God has also prepared for us an eternal home, and he does everything he can to get us there. The rest is up to us. Avoid sin, cooperate with grace, pray for a holy and happy death and the comfort of the last sacraments. Do good and desire heaven. What freedom comes from admitting that we need God. What comfort comes from knowing that it is possible to reach heaven, even if it requires effort and vigilance. Both the Church and Christ desire all to be saved. God only and always wants what is best for us. The groaning and yearning that St. Paul mentioned last Sunday also becomes, as he tells us today, a prayer without words, or even beyond words, which helps us in our weakness, in the midst of good and evil, that draws us forward in hope towards the heavenly homeland, which Christ won for us by his passion and death, and which we have the merest glimpse and taste at every Holy Mass. Praised be Jesus Christ. Amen.